Glory to God. Happy Mother's Day, everybody. All the mothers, moms. All the moms, stand up. Come on, mamas. Hallelujah. Pastor Judy, you going to come on up here and say something? Honey, were you going to come up and greet the moms? Hallelujah. We talk about stuff on the way to church, but we forget what we talk about.
Happy Mother's Day. Isn't it great to be a mom? Amen. And if you're not a mom yet, or not a mom, it's great to have a mom, isn't it? Hallelujah. You know what? Mother's Day is a special, Daddy's Day is a special, but you know what? You're just special every day. You know?
That's right.
And you know how you know that? It's because your kids need you every day. And those of you that have grandkids, your grandkids need you every day. You know, you're just somebody that they never expect not to be there. Amen? And so I just want to say, God bless you today for being great moms. We're a family church, and we believe in a strong family, and it starts with the mom and dad, doesn't it? Amen? And the greatest thing that you can do for your kids is tell them about Jesus. You know what? When I got saved, the greatest gift I was going to be able to give my children was Jesus. Amen? We love you this morning. God bless you.
Well, that was quick. You don't want to preach? Hallelujah.
You're on today, man. I'm supposed to relax today, remember?
All right. Yeah, she gets a night off.
I'm still waiting for my...
For your what?
Just kidding.
You had your celebration yesterday. Hallelujah. We went out and stuffed ourselves yesterday. Ate one meal, and that was enough. Amen. Talking to this big buffet in Rhode Island, and lobsters that you could eat, and prime rib, and all that kind of good stuff. I tell you. Amen. If you've never visited the Nordic out there in, it's some restaurant, praise God. So we lived it up yesterday, and it lasted all day. Amen. Praise God. And then I went to Shaw's and bought her some roses. Hallelujah. How many of you, I forgot what I was going to say. Amen. Well, anyway, the Holy Spirit will help me when I get started. Praise God. Oh, that's all I got to say. Everybody in Shaw's was buying flowers. Amen. I'll tell you, it was crazy around there. And forget the food. It was all about flowers and Mother's Day cards yesterday, which is kind of last minute on Saturday before Mother's Day. But that's the way us guys are, you know, last minute kind of thing. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. Y'all here in the house? You have something? Oh, yeah, we have flowers for all the moms. It's on the way out. And also, there's some good-looking pastries out there, too, huh? I told them they should have celery sticks and carrots.
No,
it looks,
yes.
Very unhealthy.
Not only do we have flowers for all your moms, we have free food for you.
Yeah.
And we have free pastries and stuff. And also, we're going to give away a free mani-pedi at the end of the service, okay? This service and the next service, because we want to treat you special, all right? Sound good? Sound good, dads? All you dads like your moms, your wives to get free mani-pedis, right? Okay. So, oh yeah, that's what, we were not ready for this, but listen, you know those cards that you have in your seat? Everybody has to fill one out, and we're going to collect them right at the end. When I come up to receive the offering, we're going to collect these, so that they're going to draw one of these out for the free mani-pedi. Sound good? All right.
All right. Thank you, Pastor Judy. Amen. Well, it's been estimated, and this was from a couple years ago, but 139 million cards are given away on Mother's Day. It's the third biggest card-giving day, and the second largest gift-giving day, surpassed only by Christmas. Amen. So, moms, you're worth it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want to look at 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5 this morning. And this is veering away from our series. We'll continue that next week on our growth track. And I want to talk about moms today. Hallelujah. This is the Apostle Paul speaking to young Timothy, a pastor. And he remembers some things. And what I want to share with you today that, you know, fathers are important, families are important. We're going to talk about honoring both the father and mother today. But it's really the moms that through history has been really responsible for raising the children and ordering the home, especially if you think, and I'm just thinking about American history, where the Revolutionary War, the fathers, all the dads went and gave their lives. They were gone for years in war, a Civil War, and of course the other World War I, World War II, other Korean Wars, and so a lot of responsibility fell upon the moms to raise their children, and unfortunately a lot of the men did not come back. They died, you know, in warfare, and it was up to the women to pick it up from there and raise families. And we thank God for godly mothers. And it's probably been like that through history for all time. But Timothy, grandmother and his mom was very special, because the Apostle Paul mentioned that in this scripture. He says, I remember your genuine faith, amen, for you share the faith that first filled your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I know that the same faith continues strong in you. Amen. So there is something, there's an impartation, moms, that you impart to your children through their time growing up and all the way, even through their adult years. Many times we as young people think we know it all at a certain age. I don't know if you remember that. You remember when you knew it all? Amen. And we found out that our moms and grandmoms and dads had a lot of wisdom. A lot of wisdom. And later on in the years, of course, we go back, we find out that we don't know it all, and we begin to appreciate what we've had. Amen. And that we didn't appreciate when we were in those teenage years. And I think it's starting younger now, because, you know, just kids are growing up quick. Amen. Hallelujah. So Paul said, I see the faith. There was something transferred to you, Timothy, that was also in your grandmother and your mom. And he recognized that. And, you know, there's a foundation in the Bible that in Ephesians chapter 6, is 1 through 3, it says this, children, if you want to be wise, listen to your parents. Listen to your parents. And it's amazing that, you know, honor your parents ended up in the 10 great suggestions, or the 10 great commandments, rather, okay? Hallelujah. Honor your parents, because in God's eyes, it's one of the highest priorities that we should have. You know, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill, so on and so forth. But honoring our parents is very important, and Mom's Day is a day, and really, we don't need to just honor our parents on the special days like Mother's Day and Father's Day, but all year long. Amen. And of course, some of us have our parents in heaven now. How many of you have your parents that have gone on? Amen. They're having a heavenly Mother's Day today. Hallelujah. Did you wish them happy Mother's Day, Mom, even in heaven? Glory to God. But as a children, if you want to be wise, listen to your parents and do what they tell you. Hallelujah. You know, I wasn't going to have the youth in here, but I decided I'm going to preach like this to the youth. So they're going to be in here the second service. Amen? Because they need to hear this. Glory to God. And we need to hear it no matter what age our parents are. Hallelujah. Listen to your parents and do what they tell you to, and the Lord will help you. For the commandment, honor your father and your mother, was the first of the 10 commandments with a promise attached. With a promise attached. Think about that. This is the only commandment with a promise attached. All right? You will prosper and live long, full life, if you honor your parents. Pastor Judy always told her kids that, right? Edwin and Donna. All will be well with you. And of course, if you disobeyed, nothing would be well with you. Hallelujah. But if you want all to be well with you, honor your parents, no matter what age they are. It's a commandment. How you treat your parents really matter to God. Number one priority. Hallelujah. So how should we honor our mothers? I want to talk to you about some things today that I think is really important. And those that have mistreated their parents, I believe that God doesn't look at that very lightly, does he? Okay? Love your mother unconditionally. Love your mother unconditionally. And I want to say this, no matter what age your mother is, amen, whether you're a young person in here and your mom's still young, or your mom's older now and elderly, and still the honor is so important. So important. You see elderly moms and dads. My mom was in the nursing home for a while before she went home to be with heaven, with the Lord in heaven. And I visited her probably 3 or 4 times a week. I don't remember how many exactly, but as often as I could get over there with my busy schedule. But you would see moms that never had anybody that would come and visit them. Think about that. In their golden years when, you know, they raised their families. We don't know their husband. And many of them were very lonely, unloved, in a place full of strangers. And we need to be sensitive to that. Amen? Even more so, we need to push ourselves to be with our parents as they get older, no matter how busy we are. Because I realized that maybe I didn't, and they moved back here from California for Pastor Judy and I. They helped raise our kids during the ministry, babysat. They were great babysitters and supported the church and everything for years after they retired and moved back here from California all the way to New England. Amen. Big move for them at that age. But, you know, they were involved. They were involved in our lives. And, you know, I would try to get over there. We were busy in ministry. And, you know, they're always at regret. Maybe I didn't go enough over there. Maybe I didn't recognize that they, you know, I helped mow the lawns and so on and so forth and begin to do some things when I saw that they couldn't do it physically, but did I do enough? We always think about that sometimes when it's too late. So we need to think about it before. Amen? And ask the Holy Spirit to give us wisdom and understanding. How can I honor my mom and dad the best way, no matter what age they are right now? What do they need? Be sensitive. Do they need their house cleaned? Do they need their yard done? What can I do to bless them? We're busy blessing other people, but how about our parents who gave their lives for us? Moms who raised us, hallelujah, in the fear of the Lord, many of us, glory to God. So love your mom unconditionally. Love her when she's young, love her when she's old, love her when she has a lot to give, and when she doesn't have a lot to give, amen? When the best years of her life are over, but it's a time for, they're lonely, they need our love and our support. And so that's all part of honoring our parents. Glory to God. Number two, hug her affectionately. Now, I'm not a hugger. As many of you know that. I've learned to hug. Some of you make me hug. Hallelujah. That's Pastor Judy. I married into a family of huggers. And Uncle Ronnie was the worst. The JoJo's here today. Hallelujah. They come at you like this. And I go, oh, no, Jesus' name, I rebuke you. No. But yeah, praise God. But hug her affectionately. Tell her how much you appreciate her while you have her around. We live in a society now with very little honor and almost no respect. That's the end of the age, some things. Amen? There's not much love. There's not much honor. There's not much respect in the last days. But in the church, it needs to be different. Amen? Hallelujah. We have the love of God shed abroad in our hearts, and we need to show that love more so, amen, to our parents. Glory to God. I've seen this, and it bothered me, hanging around with my friends on the block, and I had church friends. I grew up, but, you know, living in the same place for a long, you know, many, many years until I was in high school, we moved. But we had friends on the block, and they'd always call their moms old lady. My old lady, or my old man. If I would have done that in front of my parents, they would have killed me till God I died. My old lady. No, you don't talk like that. They're your mom, your mother, hallelujah. And so we need to be sensitive what we say with our mouth and call moms, mother, whatever you call your mom, hallelujah. Let it be a loving thing. Understand her. We all have issues. We all through different periods of life, things that we go through. Understand where she is and what she's going through. Mothers wear many hats. They're cooks, they're cleaners, they're peacemakers, they're referees. How many of you know what I mean, moms? You're all of those things. Hallelujah. But you're special. And we need to understand that, you know, approach our moms, you know. They have a lot on their plate that we don't realize. You say amen to that. And husbands, you need to realize, you know, even if they're stay-at-home moms, and a lot of moms have to work now to you know, make a living. But, you know, you need to share in the household chores and help. Be a helper. I surprised Pastor Judy when we first got married. I came home and I cleaned the house. She wasn't expecting that, her little apartment that we lived in, because I was just like that. I was brought up to help. I wasn't made to help. I just wanted to. I washed dishes. I did the floors. Amen. I especially did the floors after I seen Pastor Judy do the floors one time. Have you ever used spick and span? She washed our kitchen floor and our little apartment with spick and span. I think she used the whole box. I don't know, but it took forever to rinse that stuff off of the floor. So from this point on, she's never touched a mop. Amen. I will not let her mop the floor. Hallelujah. Very picky. I'm picky away around things. Amen. She says I like to do things my way. So it's fun. It's fun, husband and wife. You know, you kind of see who does this best and then just stay away. You know, this is my space. This is your space. You don't touch this and whatever. So, you know, I do the laundry. Of course, she tells me not to mix the dark and the white together. But I'm a guy. Let's get it done. Just throw it all in one. And yeah, just leave her stuff alone. Amen. Whatever. Oh, this is not a marriage seminar, praise God. But it's honoring mom. So, hallelujah. So understand the place that she's in. Glory to God. And listen to her. Moms are full of wisdom. Listen. I'm going to drill this into the teenagers in the next service. Is that okay? Moms, listen. When your mom has something, she's just not wasting her breath. She's doing it for your good. Oh, mom, you don't know nothing. I find everything out on Facebook. Glory to God. Shut up. You know, you're not going to do that. Hallelujah. My parents have lived through a lot of this stuff. Yes, it's a different generation. But we've lived through a lot of this stuff, and we understand that, you know, people are people. Right? And we're there to protect and to guard and so on and so forth. I want to share a story in 2 Kings. And we're going to begin to read in chapter 4. And this is an interesting thing. There's some good stuff in here. Elisha raises a Shunammite's son from the dead. But we're going to start in verse 8. It says, one day Elisha passed through Shunam. And a noble woman was there who urged him to eat a meal. So when he had passed through, he stopped there to eat. And she said to her husband, now those are the wisdom of a woman, of a mother. All right, she's not a mother yet, but she's a wife. She's full of wisdom, sensitive to the things of God, sensitive to the man of God. Hallelujah. I know that he is a holy man of God and regularly passing through near us. So let us make, hey guys, can you see your wife saying that? Come on, honey. Let's make a little walled upper room and for him and put a bed in there. Wonderful, thinking about the man of God. There's something about taking care of the anointing, isn't there? Think about that. This is a story all on its own, but it's powerful. Table and a chair and a lamp. So when he comes to us, he can stay there. So in verse 11, it says, one day he came by there, and he turned aside to the upper room and lay down. And he said to Gehazi's servant, call the Shunammite woman. And so he called her, and she stood before him. And he said to him, say to her, look, you have gone to all of this trouble for us, and what may be done for you? Would you have a word spoken on your behalf to the king or to the captain of the army? And she answered, I am living among my people. And he said, what may be done for you? And Gehazi said, actually, she has no son, and her husband is old. And he said, call her. And he had called her and stood in the entrance. And he said, at this season, when it is time, you will embrace a son. And she said, no, my lord, man of God, do not lie to your servant. But the woman conceived and bore a son at that season, at the time that Elisha had told her. So this woman here, she had been sensitive to the man of God, the things of God. And because of that, God honored her with her own son. Isn't that awesome? Now in verse 17 in the New Living Testament, I'm going to read this part. But sure enough, the woman soon became pregnant. And at that time, the following year, she had a son, just as Elisha had said. And one day, when her son was older, he went out to help his father, who was working in the harvesters or in the field. And suddenly he cried out, my head hurts, my head hurts. And his father said to one of the servants, carry him home to his mom. Hallelujah. Now, moms, you're the doctor, you're the physician, you're the answer to any problem that there is, okay? Dad was out there with his son working in the field. All of a sudden, his son falls sick, and he says, Dad, come on, how many of you can say, go tell mom, right? Go ask mom. If mom says it's okay, it's okay. Hallelujah. So come on, wives and moms, you're special. But anyway, she knew exactly what to do. She knew exactly. She called for the man of God. And the story goes on that he comes immediately, and he goes up, and they lay the son in that upper room that they had built for the man of God. Of course, there was a tangible anointing in that room. And the prophet went up there and laid himself on, right on top of that boy. And of course, he came back to life again. Praise God. Why? Because of the faith of a mom. Amen? Hallelujah. The mom knew what to do. Glory to God. Number five, what do we do? How can we help? How can we honor our parents? Help her cheerfully. Glory to God. Don't act like she's a bother. Don't act like she's a bother. Help her cheerfully with some of the things she might need to have done. From a typical mom, I want to read some of these things. From the typical mom's duties, cooking and cleaning would pay about $12,000 in wages. And this is a little bit old. I can imagine what it would be now, right? After everything's gone up, inflation, right? Added to that, more than $21,000 for childcare, $7,000 in homework help, over $5,000 for being a personal chauffeur. And then there's the miscellaneous part of the job. The shopping, the yard work, the activity planning, and the finances. They calculate that should be paid about $15,000. And lastly, they say mom should be paid as a private detective for all the time they spent keeping tabs on their kids. Think about that. The grand total then that mom should get paid is $62,985 a year for the work they are doing at home. Come on, moms, are you worth it? Probably $100,000 now with inflation, right? Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can turn to your husband and say, pay me. I won't go there. Praise the Lord. Remember her all the time, not just on Mother's Day, but do things for them all the time. Think about that, the golden years. Remind her how much she really is special. How much she is special. I think about one of the greatest moms in the Bible, and that was the mother of Jesus. I think about how she pondered things in her heart concerning, and we don't really know, we know that Joseph was alive when Jesus was 12 years old. But can you imagine leaving Jesus, forgetting him behind, and all of a sudden, it was probably mom that turned to Joseph and said, because dads sometimes are kind of, you know, absent-minded. But mom said, we're missing somebody. How many of you seen the movie Home Alone? Huh? Hallelujah. And so Mary remembered, hey, we're missing. And they traveled back then with a lot of, you know, not just themselves, you know, but they traveled with helpers and so on and so forth. Joseph was a carpenter, so he was a businessman. And they had means. They were wealthy. And Joseph had a lot to do with training Jesus, okay, as a dad, okay, his earthly dad, in carpentry. So Jesus, when he grew up, was a master carpenter. But the thing is that Mary always kept things special to her heart, pondered things, little things. Can you imagine? You know, and Jesus was a normal kid growing up. What was it like, using your imagination, Mom, what would it be like to take care of the Son of God? But yet he was man. He was a human. And there must have been some things happen. How many of you watched Superman when he was a boy? Some of the movies, right? Some of the supernatural things that would happen, a little bit stronger than the other guys or whatever. You know, there was something that was happening in the family there that when that marriage supper in Cana happened, that so that Mary knew when they ran out of wine that Jesus could do something about it. Think about it. Mom had an intuition there. She knew that Jesus was just not a mortal man. She was conceived by the Holy Ghost. This was the Son of God, Son of Man. And how Mary kept that in her heart all the way through the years growing up, and even at the cross, she remembered things. And but just to see, they ran out of wine, and Mary said, "Do what he says." And of course, Jesus comes back and says, "Woman, it's not my time." Think about that, woman. Call your mom, woman. You haven't seen that in a picture. What a movie, right, woman? I'm surprised Mary didn't slap him. Woman! Hallelujah. But Jesus, and think about this. Jesus said, it's not yet time to do the will of the Father. I only do the will of the Father. But Mary overrode Dad during that time. Think about it. God! Jesus said, it's not my time. Mary said, it's your time. Mama said something. Now, I'm not Catholic. I'm not saying go to Mary. Jesus is the one we go to. In fact, the way you pray, you don't pray to Mary anymore if you're out of the Catholic Church. Jesus said you pray to the Father in my name and he will give it to you. We honor Mary. Hallelujah. She was a mother of Jesus. But I often think about that. What was it like for Mother Mary to raise up Jesus as a child? Knowing the potential, knowing that he was the Son of God, that he was God. Amen. And listen, moms, those precious children that you're raising up could be pastors and prophets and teachers. Ponder things in your heart. Protect those children. Hallelujah. Even if you have to use a frying pan, protect them. Do what has to be done. Don't hold back. Because Paul recognized that in young Timothy. Hey, that faith in you, and you will impart. And it might not look like anything's getting through to their thick little skulls right now, but you are imparting on a daily basis faith in them. Hallelujah. Especially if you're bringing them to church and you're teaching them the things of God. They might not want to learn at certain times. They might rebel at certain times. But the Bible says if you bring them up in the ways of the Lord, when they're older, they'll not depart from it. Hallelujah. So, moms, you have an important job. And I appreciate every one of you. And on the other hand, we who are children, we're all children. Amen. And some of our moms are in heaven now. But a lot of them are older now, and I understand. I talked to some of you, and there's special needs, there's special care that you have to give them. So this is a time in your life that you have to be sensitive to them. And if you're a young person here, you've got to be sensitive to your mom and appreciate your mom. Hallelujah. Have I gotten something over to you today? You know, this is a different time of message. I like to teach faith and all this kind of stuff. But I want to just bring some things out. You know, there's a lot of wonderful moms in the Bible. Hannah, the mother of Moses. Or was that Hannah? Oh. Okay. So, okay, what was it? Okay. All right. Hannah was Samuel's mom. Okay. Hallelujah. There's so many great moms in the Bible, even I get them mixed up. But they're all good. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Stand with me this morning. Glory to God. I wanted us to just praise God. Thank you, Father. We just worship you. We thank you for moms. I want to pray for the moms. In fact, moms, why don't you come down to the front? Will you do that? Come on, moms. Hallelujah. I want to honor you, folks. It's so important. You're so important in the kingdom of God. And I'm telling you, hallelujah, you're important to God. You're important to Jesus. You're important to the church. Important here at Living Word. Amen. Come on, move up a little bit. All right, the rest of you, I want you to just stretch out your hands to these mamas. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands. I believe Jesus just wants to bless you and honor you today. You know, we can honor you the best we know how on earth, but Jesus wants to honor you. I want you to receive that touch from Jesus today. I don't know what you've been going through, battles, maybe things with your children, even adult children, can be brats. But God wants to touch you in a special way. Hallelujah. Father, we just pray for these moms right now. I want you to just see Jesus just giving you a big hug right now. If he would walk into this place, he would just put his arms around you and say, thank you. Thank you for being a great mom. Thank you for loving those children. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak faith over these moms today. I thank you that, Lord, they'll be strong in you and the power of your might. That, God, you will download in them supernatural wisdom, supernatural understanding. Lord, that they will know supernaturally things that only you can show them about their children, about their household, adult or younger children, that they can help direct. Father, fill them with the wisdom and knowledge. Lord, in your word, you said we've received the mind of Christ. We've received the understanding of Jesus. Father, we receive it right now. Say, I receive that anointing of wisdom and understanding so that I may direct my household in the fear of the Lord. And Father, I thank you for that right now in the name of Jesus. It is supernatural energy. Moms, you need energy to keep up with your kids. Whatever you need, strength, energy, peace. We pray that right now in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, we bless you. Thank you, Father, for moms, grandmas, godly women, for our wives. Husbands, you appreciate your wives. mother of your children. Glory to God. So you want to honor, love in every area of our life. Amen? To be like Jesus. Again, the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. If you're here today, you don't know Jesus, I want you to bow your heads. Ladies, you can stay up here for a moment. I want you to bow your heads. The world that we're living in right now, Jesus is the only answer. He's the only peace. He's the Prince of Peace. He's the only comfort that we have. And if you don't know him, every day of your life is going to be misery. But he's come to give you life and life more abundantly. And all you have to do is receive him. Ask him into your heart. Amen. Make him the Lord of your life. And if you haven't done that, we're going to pray a prayer this morning. And I want you to pray this prayer sincerely with me. Amen. And listen, moms, if you have unsaved children, you can pray them into the kingdom of God. Your prayers go up as an incense before God. They will not go to hell. If you'll keep your confession and your faith out for your children, even if they're adults. Amen? But if you're here today, pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner and I'm in need of a Savior. Lord Jesus, thank you for going to the cross and dying in my place. And now, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Moms up here, if you have unsaved children, let's pray for them. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for our children that may be going out doing their own thing, maybe not hot for God like they need to be. They're living halfway in the world and halfway in the church. Father, we pray, God. You said that if we bring them up to the best, and some of you moms are first-generation Christians. I understand that. And your kids may have been older when you received Christ. But it doesn't matter. Say, Lord Jesus, save my child. Name them in the name of Jesus right now. Bring them into the kingdom. Hallelujah, Pastor Judy.